Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Thank you to our guests today, Matt Vaskirjian, the voice of Sunday Night Baseball, Kyle Brandt, our buddy from the NFL Network, Good Morning Football, and his new podcast, 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt, available on Spotify and YouTube, so make sure you check that out. Great job, as always, by our wonderful producers, Randy Merkin, Christopher Black. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you for calling and listening today.
All right, Carm. Crosstalk's brought to you by the IDOTs. Life or death, Illinois. Driving responsibly in construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com. Thank you.
Nicely done, Yurko.
Yeah, smooth read.
Tommy Waddle. And I'm watching you guys on Twitch, twitch.tv. I see Tommy Waddle.
Cat left his Twitter account up.
Oh, you should tweet from it.
Look through it.
Yeah. Tweet from it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Wait. He would do that with me. Remember how many times he did that?
I know, but you're a bigger person.
He has done
bigger
it multiple
person
times.
Than
you're a bigger person. Oh, come on. I thought you're on our team.
Not only that.
I am on your team, but I have you know, standards as well.
Isn't that at some point illegal?
I would think so.
You're disseminating information that's not yours onto somebody else's across state lines. Because this is more national. This
has got to be Johnny. Johnny's my attorney.
Yeah, you've got to be violating some law, even if you're joking around.
Right.
If you tweet,
you're going to jail, Sylvie.
If you tweet, I hate Joe Madden, no one would think it was you. Everyone would think that it was Cal.
But it would be a misrepresentation.
But no, he doesn't like Joe. He hates Joe Madden.
Yes. So you couldn't prove that it was from you.
Well, I could because you could see me on Twitch doing it.
No,
okay.
That's just
how
you
about
working.
I just don't want to tweet from Cap's
Come
account?
Come on, Waddle.
How about that?
Come on, do it.
Yeah. No, I already closed out his thing.
Oh, Tommy.
Well, what do you listen? That is like, would you want someone doing that to you?
What a nice teammate. You're such a nice teammate.
What the hell was that?
I don't know that imitation.
That is. Yeah.
That's uncomfortable.
By the way,
just go to one of the other computers that he's used because he leaves them. Signed in on every computer.
He never signs off.
Yeah, just go in the newsroom. I'm sure he's logged in there too.
I love it when Cap gets mad that Joe Madden was doing Binney's commercials, but he fails to acknowledge that David Ross is like doing a national Jim Beam campaign. You know, it's like,
why would he be mad at Joe Madden doing a Binney's commercial?
Because he's mad now in retrospect on all the carnival stuff.
Right? Yes,
that's not a carnival. That's a money maker. That's not a carnival thing.
I don't need my manager out there doing Binney's commercials, even though Joel Quenneville is doing it.
Right,
and David Ross is doing Jim Beam commercials. It's like, wait a minute,
Tony Esposito. Did one where he looked lost.
Oh, God, that was an awkward one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I never quite got that one. I got to be honest.
Well, the buzzer was going off, and I guess
the horn, right?
He was getting shocked because he thought he gave up a goal. Or
they were shocking him?
Yeah. It was bizarre.
It was shocking him.
It was bizarre, funny. To say the least.
You're right. That was funny. I remember that, though.
Remember that? Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
All of a sudden, he's shopping for wine, then he gets like into his butterfly,
right.
You know? And it's like, wait a minute.
Butterfly.
Hey, listen.
Look more like a moth.
Mr. Dangle says that he may be able to stop some of those shots that Corey let through the other night.
Corey
game
let
one.
Through two softies.
Two softies.
I know.
Can't let any softies through, Carm, when you're facing the Golden Knights.
Yeah, that's true. No. But I said this before, Sylvie. Like, I liken all the vitriol towards Corey Crawford is kind of like what you always talked about on the north side with Pedro Strop. Like, on the macro, they've been excellent players. But the minute something bad happens, they come out of the woodwork and it's Corey Crawford sucks and he should never play for the Hawks again. Pedro Strop sucks and why does Joe Madden ever go to him out of the bullpen? I feel like for whatever reason, people fail to realize the great contributions. And Crawford, obviously, probably a different level because he played a premium position and they won two cups.
Are there a lot of Hawk fans that don't like him?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's why I've always said he's the most underrated guy in the city.
It's unbelievable. And I know that maybe it's not apples to apples, but I always feel the same way that you would defend Pedro Strop. Like, I've got to defend Corey Crawford to all the haters, you know?
That's wild that they hate him. I mean, some can just ignore his, how good he's been, but the hate to go 180 degrees on the other end, that's weird.
It's unbelievable.
That is weird.
That's why I've always pointed it out.
No, I know, Like, but there's a difference between a guy being hated and a guy not getting the credit that he deserves.
Again, it could be the loud minority. Twitter, yes. What Twitter does is it amplifies the loud, really small minority, too, because it just gives them this voice where people who are happy simply just don't complain.
That's true.
Yes. And then all we see are the complainers, and the 95%ers could be just out there saying, look, I'm good with it.
Right.
I'm upset he gave up the goal, but I like Corey Crawford in the big picture.
Of course, isn't that fair? Yes. Isn't it fair to say Corey's been damn good, but those were two softies he gave up in game one?
Always,
Yeah.
Sylvie, you said you watched Hard Knocks. I don't know that a lot of us have yet.
I have not seen it.
I don't know that it's appointment TV right now for a lot of people because it's such a weird year. Like, what could they even be talking about and discussing? No football.
I brought this up to Waddle when I heard you, when I was listening to you guys at about 1:30, start off the football segment with that. I wanted to bring it up because I told Waddle I wanted to tell him about it too, because Waddle didn't watch it. I didn't watch it the night it aired, and I usually do because of the Hawks game. Mm-hmm. The Hawks were on so late, so I saved it for last night after the Cubs win. And here's what I'm going to tell you. If you don't want to be stressed out with COVID stuff, don't watch it.
Ugh.
Because to me, it was a very stressful, anxiety-ridden watch. Like, it's not an escape, and it gave me a headache. And it shows you, but it also gives you a peek.
Sell it.
Well, that's my point, Yerk. It gives you a peek of how freaking complicated this is.
But also, I heard, Sylvia, or I read that people were pretty, and again, it's Twitter, so take it for what it's worth, but people were pretty impressed with the lengths at which the NFL and these teams had gone to try to create the safest environment possible.
Yeah, and like the locker rooms that you'll see, it's pretty unbelievable the way they've reshaped it. They reshaped the meeting room, the way they moved everything outside.
Well, Nagy's talked about this up north, hasn't he? That they have done like more than anybody.
I will tell you this, though, that at the end of the episode, it's not really a spoiler, but it's simply that Sean McVay, in front of the team, acknowledges that he could do a better job of following the protocols.
Oh, really?
So,
did he poop in the portalette?
Did you hear about that too?
I heard some smatterings of that as well.
He called. It's one of the best parts. He called out one of the players or one of the Hard Knocks producers for pooping in the porta potty.
No kidding.
He said you never go number two in the porta potty.
Never.
Unless it's
a dire emergency.
Yes, yeah. You have to hold it. Go to a gas station instead. Well, I'm just saying because.
And there's not. I think I heard Yurko say it. Oh, you? If it's an emergency.
Yeah, I've gone in several gas stations.
Wherever, guys. I've gone in the back of a duck blind one time.
Yeah.
You know, walked outside, went into the forest, found some land, went into a deep squat, and there it was.
He didn't even need to. He wanted to.
Poppy squatty. I was looking at leaf sizes, trying to make sure I wasn't grabbing poison ivy. You know?
What did you wipe with?
Shirt, like a sleeve of a shirt. Took it off the sleeve of one of the
shirts. You didn't put it back on, did you?
No, I left it there.
Wasn't a Sylvie Strong shirt, was it?
No, it was not.
Yurko, turd.
No.
Oh, my
Duck
God.
Hunting happens in October.
That's
true. Sylvie Strong stuff just happened now.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Listen, it's happened a number of different times. It's happened on a golf course with nothing around. That's where a sock comes into play.
You would have. I'm trying to think of this now.
What comes in the quad?
To do this, you got to have some good
against the tree.
Quad muscles. You're leaning against a tree.
Yeah. You need the clearance from your heels.
Right.
Because if you get in a deep squat like a catcher.
Oh, I know. It's all over
there's going to be carnage
like
on the heels.
You're going to have your Achilles tendon. It's just going to be awesome.
Especially if there's a flutter blast situation going on. Yeah. No good.
I don't know how you do
Yeah, I mean, Tommy's right now on Twitch. You can see it.
Tommy's
got himself a screen. Now, lean back against the wall.
I could do that, but you know, I usually spend 5 to 7 minutes in the bathroom. I couldn't do that squat for 5 to 7 minutes.
When that's happening on the road, you're playing a road game like that, you're going with a purpose. You absolutely have to go and there's instantaneous clearance.
You got to keep your shoulders back.
Right, yes.
Well, that's not like you're going, you're not doing that like you went on the bathroom.
You can't go into the tree.
You may get bark on your backside.
Especially if you're on an elm tree, kid. Boy, that bark is a tad bit rough on an elm tree.
I'm just saying.
You get yourself a nice black oak out there, you're going to be all right. You end up against an elm tree.
How about a birch tree?
Birch is all right. Okay. Smooth. A lot of smoothness.
That's what I thought.
With some knotty areas.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful.
How about a cactus if we're out in the desert?
Cactus would be an issue. That would be a problem.
Watch out for the rattlesnake or the cactus if you're out in the desert.
I tell you.
Scorpion.
Scorpion, good call. Scorpions are kind of a hidden, underrated attack varmint.
Yeah, they are.
A varmint.
Yeah. I played this all out, Waddle, because you know I want to move out there one day.
I know.
But I've weighed the factor that there are scorpions, spiders, and snakes.
Yep.
I don't do well with any of those.
Wasn't there some sports person that found like a bunch of... It was Theo. Theo had a bunch of scorpions in the place that he was renting in Arizona.
Oh, there was a huge member there. Didn't his landlord sue him or something?
Yes.
Wasn't there a big suit?
I think. Didn't he throw a party or... No, I'm joking. I don't know.
He had a
scorpion problem, didn't he?
That's freaky. I mean, spiders. Spiders are everywhere.
The German band, right? I think scorpions. the scorpions are from Germany.
Scorpion, the band. That was a metal band, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Rock You Like a Hurricane, was that the Scorpions?
I could have been the Scorpions.
Yeah, they sang some ballads, too, you know, just like a lot of those bands.
The old rock ballads were so underrated.
Oh, like November Rain?
Yeah. So like, even Poison's probably got a couple of them that you'll tap your foot to.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Every rose has its thorn.
You've taken your clothes off to one of those ballads before, haven't you?
Of course.
I play a ballad before I take my clothes off every night.
Do you?
Yeah. One of those. Yeah.
Here I go again on my own.
Yeah.
Oh, good one. Good one, Abdallah.
Hey, you know what? Listen.
Drop the mic, Abdallah.
Very funny, but no shame in it.
That's right.
No, that's funny.
No shame in the game.
No shame in that.
Hey, you guys see Kittle? I mean, Kelsey looks like he followed up the Kittle deal with the new deal, too. Now, he still had years left, I think, so it's not quite as hefty.
Abdallah and I were having this conversation in the other room. Is there enough cash flow up in Hallis Hall for a team whose only asset is their football team? I mean, I'm half tongue in cheek here, but I'm saying, is there enough cash flow to sign an Allen Robinson? The contract.
They've got the Eddie Goldman money. Use the Eddie Goldman money and heavily weight it early, and then that way, you know, you pay it all early in the cap, and when the cap doesn't go up, you've given them the big bonus or whatever.
Sylvie's right. Isn't the Eddie Goldman money for the year they can use like $8 million?
Yes, and they have now. I want to say like a projected double-digit amount of money, and I think it's closer to 20 than 10.
It is.
Listen, project this out. They are definitely going to execute the COVID pass, right? So let's just say hypothetically, and then Adam and I were talking about this as well, hypothetically, they don't have the season that we want them to have. And we're all like, well, that's it. You know what? We're going to clean house. We got to get new decision-makers in, but we've had no revenue. Like, it's really likely that if for whatever reason, and I hate to be a pessimist, I'm just being, I don't know, thinking with a critical, you know, perspective here. If the Bears don't have the season we want them to have, the likelihood that they would make significant change, probably they're giving the COVID pass to everyone up there, aren't they?
I think a lot of teams might operate that way, Tom.
The Jim Boylan way?
Yes.
Pass. Yeah. Yeah,
that's my point is there are going to be a lot of COVID passes given out.
Waddle, this is like what you said. What's the old phrase about the penny and the pound and stuff?
Pennywise, pound foolish. Pound no foolish. Question. Totally
so,
pennywise,
so
pound
like,
foolish.
Like, not only is it that, so think about it. Like, okay, I want to save money because our team underachieved and Ryan Pace is going to stay because I don't want to do a search and pay a new general manager.
Right.
But yet you're going to let him pick the new quarterback.
Right.
That is going to impact you for years. That is going to have again another impact for years.
You're singing my song, friend. I'm just saying it's. I'm projecting.
Song,
I'm singing.
Song
Listen,
blue.
If you're not thinking about the future, then you're kind of stuck in the past, aren't you?
That again is the return
like
on
something.
Investment.
Yeah?
It's not the bottom line.
All right, boys. What's coming up on the show today?
A lot.
I mean, look, if you would have a choice for a 4:30 game to break down and to set up a playoff hockey game.
You want us on the air, bro.
This is who you want.
Yeah. That's true.
It's the hockey show.
Yes.
The non-hockey hockey show.
When Mike Thomas came to town and he wanted to implement the hockey show, first he was thinking about renaming Waddle and Sylvie to the hockey show. And he's like, look, 4 hours is a little excessive. Not
bite your tongue.
But
bite your tongue.
Well, look, I mean, we got it. We got some other stuff to talk about. We got to talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah, we got Islanders and Capitals that we've got to break down.
Spider-Man.
That's what I mean. I'm calling Eloy. Eloy is now Spider-Man.
Does anybody think? Like
he's always caught in the net. He's caught in the web.
I call him Schmelt.
Do people
always get caught in the net too?
He's a DH, isn't he?
Are people understanding that I was not being hyperbolic? That I was not coming up with some sort of a hot take when I said this?
You call this right?
This is an embarrassment, gentlemen, and he's going to hurt himself.
Yes. He's a
it's
DH.
An absolute embarrassment.
Am I right?
Cubs knew what they were doing.
Well,
no. I will say this. If you compare him to Schwarber, it looks like Schwarber has the capacity to be a better, more accomplished defensive player.
He's a Gold Glover compared to Eloy.
Better compared to Eloy,
He's Devon White. He's Ken Griffey Jr. What are you talking about? I mean, like, be better. I mean,
Eloy is pitiful out there.
He's a 10-time Gold Glover compared to Eloy.
Does he have a mighty bat? He does.
He does have a mighty bat.
Yeah. Eloy's got the better bat. Yeah.
Oh,
And the far upside now. But so... and they ripped him yesterday. There was no, like, quote, homerism between Benetti and Stoney. Play that. Get into that. We'll talk about Waddle wants to declare something with the Cubs.
Hell
maybe we'll start with that.
Yeah.
He wants a declaration to start the show on the Cubs.
I like it.
And we'll start with that coming up next.
All right, boys.
Hawks preview.
Have a great show, and everybody enjoy the Hawks. Hopefully tomorrow, as we're wrapping up the week, we're talking about a 1-1 series tie. We'll see 4:30 puck drop. Waddle and Sylvie are next, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more.
I think the cool people liked it.
I don't think that's whack. I think that's dope.
Mamma mia! Mamma mia! Mamma mia!
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
All right, you can watch us, the Waddle and Sylvie Show, or any of our local shows. You heard me right. I know this is radio, this is audio, but you can now watch us and listen and interact on Twitch.tv or download the Twitch app and follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. That's the key, Waddle. That's our channel, ESPN 1000 Chicago. It's all powered by Emils and Mundelein. I've been there many times. Miller Lite.
Yeah, and speaking of that, the ESPN 1000 Fantasy Football Championship presented by Miller Lite, as you spoke, is back in 2020 fashion, virtual and exclusive on August 27th. The only way to enter is to go to one of the 10 participating locations. Get the text to win code now through August 23rd. Go to Emils and Mundelein to find your text to win code. They've got great food and beverage there as well. Get the code and enjoy Emils' famous pizza with some ice cold Miller Lights. That's Emils and Mundelein. Please drink responsibly. Go to ESPNFFC.com for more details.
We've been there multiple times, haven't we, for appearances and such?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever done a show from there, but I know that I've been there for a couple of different appearances. Yeah,
I did check in too on the chat just now on Twitch, and the listeners want to know, the fans want to know the key to a Hawks win this afternoon for puck drop at 4:30. I told them they need to get the puck in the net.
Yeah,
that is my key for today.
Yes, more often than the Golden Knights do. So I'm with you. I think that getting more biscuits and baskets than the Golden Knights is step one. I think step two is between our defensemen and our goalie, need to keep more pucks out of the net than the opposing group, Robin Lehner and all the other guys who play defense for the Golden Knights. I think when you put those two things together, you pretty much have a can't-lose game plan.
I know you want to declare the Cubs a playoff team already.
Yeah, they are.
We'll get to that in a minute. But yesterday, Waddle, many people – now, I get it. Many people – Hawks don't have a chance. And the phrase that I hear constantly is – you can clearly see that the Golden Knights are better than the Hawks. And I'm like, duh, we know that. The Hawks were the 12th seed.
Knew that
they've made, yeah, they wouldn't have made the playoffs this year. They didn't make the playoffs last year. They've been up and down. I get it. But in the new way of doing this post-COVID, with no home ice advantage, with the craziness of hockey, with a lot of guys still on the team who have championship pedigree, I am not going to take one 4-1 game and declare this a sweep by any way, shape, or form.
How about if today's a 4-1 game that goes the other direction?
No, because now the series then moves to Chicago.
Oh, yes. Good point. Yes. Home ice. By the way,
it's not a series until the home team loses a game, guys.
It's a good point, Abdal. By the way, did you notice? I thought the puck was dancing all over the ice more in Game One of their series that two nights ago.
Well,
I thought the puck wasn't on the ice fair. The thing looked like it was bouncing around like a super ball.
You are the Roger Bossert of ice conditions. That is
Roger Bozard, if you are asking A-Rod.
A-Rod, yeah, that's what we should call you. You are Roger Bozard.
Yeah.
That's the guy who is in charge of the ice.
Yeah.
Because nobody breaks down ice conditions in the heat and humidity outside, and then the fact that they're playing multiple games on it and that the puck doesn't settle like it usually does, Tom Waddle.
Listen, you guys can have all of your chuckles and giggles all you want. There was one person in this town that I know of that was talking about ice condition before all of this started. Because of the number of games being played on that ice, because of the time of the year, like, I don't want the Blackhawks to be playing at 9:30 consistently, because that means there's been at least two other games and the ice is slushy and crappy by the time the Hawks get on the ice.
So what's your key, Mr. Roger Bossert? When ice conditions aren't great, do you need to run the football more? What is your key then when ice conditions aren't good?
You pack it in and you quit trying to do too much and stretching things out and trying to make the hero play. You're right. Let's make a football analogy. Instead of going for the bomb at all times, okay? What you do is you pack it in a little bit. You run it. You throw some screen passes. You get a little more conservative. That's what you do.
Let's test Leonard a little bit in his crappy skates, because they're going to come off again.
Yeah, throw the puck at the goalie.
I went full hand
if you have to.
You guys want a key from Puck Dalla over here?
Yeah, Puck Dalla breaks it down almost as well as Roger Bozart breaks down the ice conditions.
There's one simple key, guys.
Listen, it can't go in if you don't put it on net.
Everybody!
If you're a
young Kirby Doc and you get a prime chance early, make sure that puck goes on.
Tee it high and let it fly.
Don't try to make the super special move.
Right, especially with the slushy ice. Keep it simple, stupid.
Why aren't we always hockey, no matter what? Like, even if the Hawks aren't playing, we should just do hockey all the time.
Because you don't want to, because you're afraid that you don't have the knowledge that I have, and then you just we can't. We can't be on the same level because I've got so much hockey in my head.
By the way, I did go full meathead yesterday because I was pissed at Robin Lehner in the NHL. When a stick breaks and you're a position player in hockey, you have to get to the bench and get a new stick, or you have to come off. In a football game, if something's wrong with your shoulder pads, you have to go to the side. Khalil Mack has to get off the field, and he has to go to Tony Medlin. And Tony Medlin's going to fix it in like 30 seconds because he's the best in the business. But the point is, Khalil Mack's going to have to miss a play. I don't understand that if Robin Leonard sticks his skate into the goalpost, that all of a sudden now that we stop play for Robin Leonard. Too bad, dude. Yeah. You're not unsafe.
I think that's a fair statement. I believe it's like if his helmet gets knocked off, that's a different story, because nobody wants to catch a slapper right between the teeth.
Right.
But I'm with you. Like, let's say a quarterback has a helmet problem. Even though he's the most important person on the field, and you can argue that the goalie is at times the most important person on the ice, that quarterback has to come off.
Right. When that happens to Nick Foles, Mitch will have to come in for a play.
That's true. Yes. Yes, in that order. Yes.
I was trying to get the magical part of that line. Just go Wildcat.
Wait a second. I was trying to get myself out of Johnny's Ice House and get back on the gridiron, okay? My brain was in Johnny's Ice House for the moment.
You got to be able to move spots.
Wait, what are you saying? So I got to process. You said Foles coming off for Mitch. I got to get that order correct. Okay.
Yeah, when Foles has the helmet problem, Mitch comes in for one play. Right. Yeah. So that's the thing with Leonard. Like, if a basketball player's shoe gets, he has to toss that shoe off the court and wait for the whistle.
Or plays shoeless. What does Mitch say when he steps into the huddle for the first time if Nick's got to come out because his helmet needs air or he needs a new cheek pad in his helmet?
David Montgomery, I'm handing the ball off to you.
No, come on. That's not going to fire guys up. You know Mitch is going to run into that huddle and try to fire everyone up.
He's clapping a million times. We got this. We got this. We got this. No? Something bigger than that?
I don't know.
It's got to be very simple.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's make the most of this because I know I'm going to get called off the field here in a play.
I don't think he's got that much self-awareness, though. That's the awareness is the reason why he's number two now.
We have segued into becoming very mean at times.
Not even true.
Trying to have fun.
We're just poking fun. We're poking the bear, literally.
Right.
312-332-3776. I would like to make a parlay play tonight. Starting this afternoon with the Hawks, and I'll give you one of the two. I am taking the Blackhawks. And Abdallah,
goals or just to win?
I will give you the second part of the parlay next, and then I want you to declare the Cubs already. Waddle believes the Cubs are already in the playoffs, in the postseason.
Yes.
So we will get to all of that. Math. Take your phone calls at 312-332-3776. It's the Hockey Show.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
All right, we're leading you into the Blackhawks game. Afternoon puck drop. Matinee go from that really late night game to, let's play some matinee hockey.
Yeah.
And then you get a back-to-back on the weekend.
You're going to get better ice today. You're going to have much better ice.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Well, yeah, better than the 9:30 ice.
Okay.
What looks better at 9:30? Nothing.
Ice looks good in my drink at 9:30.
It doesn't look any better than it does early in the day.
Well, that's true. And sometimes it could be a little more blurry at 9:30.
Yeah, right.
So I heard Merkin today. Declare on the show, and remember, we have not hedged Merkin in a long time. We used to call
faded
it
faded him. We need
yeah,
to fade
faded him. Yeah. Yeah, like it murked. Like he would murk. He makes declarations very, very early. And I know you want to make a declaration on the Cubs, but he declared he thinks that Vegas wins today. That he believes the Hawks are done, and he believes that the Cubs are a shoo-in. On the run line, even to beat the Brewers today at Wrigley. Now Woodruff is pitching. I would like to totally fade him today.
Hold on. Incoming news.
Oh, really?
Incoming news. Chris Bryant has been scratched due to left ring finger and left wrist soreness.
Yeah, that's from the trying to make the diving catch yesterday that took like a 5-minute review.
Oh, my left ring finger itches every once in a while, too.
I knew when once he came up, I knew that he was going to miss a game. I knew that the wrist was going to bother him. He hit a home run later.
He hit a home run last night.
Afterwards, too.
Yeah, well, the adrenaline was probably still flowing.
So, and then there you go. But Woodruff's a pretty good pitcher. I love what my Cubs did. Love. 4 days off, and you go to Cleveland, and you just score runs, and you do it like they're not just hitting a bunch of home runs. They're doing it in many, many different ways. And 7-7 each night. They're pitching, getting the starting. The bullpen still scares the crap out of me. But
bullpen has been fine lately. You don't get to 12-3 when your bullpen is. I didn't say they were excelling. They've been fine.
And I didn't like. I didn't. I said they scare me. That I don't. I believe this is still going to be a problem. I don't believe that. Okay, just because they've had a little bit of a better patch doesn't mean like Winkler comes in yesterday in a 7-1 game and he walks the first two guys he faces.
Listen, I'm with you. When you're not facing the Pirates or the Indians, who collectively are maybe the worst offensive team in baseball, or a poor hitting Reds team, I mean, you're right. Your bullpen at that point may get a little bit exposed.
You would not say that the Cubs bullpen is a strength.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
No.
Right. When you break down the Cubs, you go, what are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? You would still consider the bullpen a weakness.
Absolutely. But like in this day and age, it feels like there are a ton of teams that have some significantly larger weaknesses than they do strengths. Like I've seen the Twins play quite a bit. Obviously, I've seen the White Sox. I've seen the Cubs. I've seen or at least followed the Reds closely. Like, there are very few teams, I think, that have been as impressive as maybe there hasn't been anyone. The Cubs have the best winning percentage of anyone in baseball. But putting it all together, there's been no perfect formula. No team is perfect. I don't think you can argue against the Cubs having the best 15-game stretch. Certainly the record says that.
It's one of their best starts in team history.
Yeah.
Like, this is
25% of the season's in the books, my man.
This is, like, exactly what we talked about in the summer camp, is in a 60-game season, you have to get off to a good start. This is the Cubs' dream scenario. This is Theo and Jed's dream scenario, that you come out of the gate, not only have they tested right and no player has tested positive and they've followed the protocols, but then you come out and you win 12 out of the first 15. So maybe cue the Go Cubs Go, Abdallah, but Waddle, you would like to right now, you believe after 15 games that the Cubs are already, they have already solidified one of the eight postseason spots in the National
League. That's not a hot take either. Listen, they're 12-3. That's 15 games of a 60-game season. Do the math. That's 25% of the season. Currently, the rest of their division, which is where you should focus, the Cardinals have played 5 freaking games. They're 2-3. The Reds have played 18 games. They're 8-10, and they're a hot dumpster fire in a bag of poop mixed together and lit on fire on your front step. I don't know how to describe it. But they could still pitch.
All they need to do is get in, and they can make noise with their first three guys.
The Brewers are 7-9 and don't look like they've found anything either. And the Pirates are the Pirates.
So sing it.
I'm not going to sing your song. What I'm going to say to you is that at the very least, to get into the postseason, I don't even care about the wild card. You've got to be the second best team. The team with the second best record in your division. Like, if the Cubs pee themselves for the next 45 games, you're going to tell me that that hunk of crap together in the Central at this point, somebody is going to not only jump them for the top spot, to jump them for the second spot? Au contraire. No chance.
And how about this? How about this? How about this? Home field advantage throughout the playoffs, as Chicago, if they do a bubble, will probably the Cubs will be at home because Chicago will be part of that playoff bubble.
That's an in the future play because once they get to the postseason, that will be in play.
I'm just telling you. I'm just.
The music's too loud, right?
I'm sorry. I can't.
Would you like to build a case against me? Like, I'd like for the defense to step to the microphone and build a case against. And listen, I'm not sitting here telling you that I think they're the best team in Major League Baseball. I don't. They have the best record. But their opponents, the Royals, the Pirates, the Brewers, the Reds, the Indians, are collectively 36-52. And the Cubs have had a hand in that. I get it. But before I crown them the best team in baseball, I need to see them knock the block off one of the better teams in the league, and they haven't faced any of those. With that in mind, that's what I'm saying. I'm not telling you that they're the best team in baseball. I'm not guaranteeing a World Series ring. I'm just telling you, with the start they've got out onto, the way they're playing, they're making very few mistakes.
That they can't screw this up.
They can't. You can't screw this up. This would be one of the most monumental collapses, barring like everybody, God forbid, everybody not being able to play for a while.
Right. The only way you're saying that they're not in the postseason is if they don't have a postseason.
Correct.
But they ain't played nobody.
But again, I mean, like, who is somebody in the Central?
Nobody.
That, I heard an anti-Sox fan call Cap today and say, well, I'm still, who have the Sox beaten? I don't care if it's the White Sox, nor do I care if it's the Cubs. I don't care. Right. Rack up the wins in a 60-game season, get into the postseason,
take your chances.
And let's see what happens.
See, this is what you've got left. You've got a 12-3 record, and this is what you have left. You've got four with Milwaukee. You've got three with St. Louis. Who knows what the Cardinals are going to be? Milwaukee definitely hasn't found their stride the way the Cubs have.
Have we gotten clarification on the Cardinals if they're going to be playing the White Sox?
There is rumor on the internet machine that they may not even be traveling tomorrow. Correct, Abdallah? But you've got the White Sox, you've got the Tigers, you've got the Reds, you've got the Pirates, you've got more with the Cardinals, more with the Reds, more with the Brewers. You got two with Cleveland. You've got three with Minnesota. You got four more with Pittsburgh. And then you end the season with three with Chicago. That's a schedule that you have to be looking at as a Cub fan and going, oh, quite manageable.
So I polled this question, and I even added Old Takes Exposed just to get it on record. And I said, Waddle is already declaring the Cubs a playoff team.
Yes.
Again, I didn't oversell it. It is what it is. This is a year where eight teams will make it. Every first place and second place team makes it, and two wild card teams make it. So Waddle says they are a playoff team. They're in already. They've clinched a spot.
Yes.
Do you agree? And Waddle, you have company. 85.9% of the voters on my Twitter handle. It's brought to you by your Chicagoland Toyota dealer. 86.1% now are saying yes. The Cubs are already a playoff team. Just 13.9% say no, it's too early.
I stick with simple math as my first argument. Simple math tells you, based on what I just laid out to you, what the rest of the Central is doing, knowing that not just the top team in the league at the end of the season, but the second team also get in as well. And then you factor in the teams that you have left on your schedule, and then the eye test on how the team is playing and you're starting pitching. And it's not even, Bryant's hitting less than 200. Rizzo's hit some dingers, but Rizzo hasn't been a machine at the plate.
No one's dominating.
Hayward has led the team with 11 RBI. I mean, it's been the bottom half of your lineup that has probably produced the majority of the crucial hits.
Right. And their rotation. I mean, John Lester's got a 1 ERA.
I mean, you know? I know you don't want to quote unquote jinx your team, but like I always use gambling with your own money as the ultimate litmus test.
Right. I would gamble. Yes. I mean, you would
lots of it.
So
lots
all right.
Lots of it all in.
That being said, Abdallah, you could bring this back when we come back. Can you please look up on your site the odds if I would play a parlay today? The Hawks are a dog. I would like to play the Hawks. And only because Merck said the Cubs are going to win going away tonight.
Bad fan.
I want to fade Merck.
Bad fan.
I believe that's betting on two dogs. I would like to see what the payout would be on a bet. So we'll get to that next. We'll also hear from old-timey baseball man because my Cubs list is up to number 15.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so get ready for that.
Doug DeCenzo, ladies and gentlemen.
If you want to weigh in on the Blackhawks this afternoon, do you think they're going to even the series at 1? Do you believe the Cubs are already in the postseason? 312-332-3776. Waddle says yes, and I have an update, too, on the Cardinals, Waddle. So we'll get to all of it next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports and the Waddle and Sylvie Show present.
It's a goosebump kind of moment here.
The countdown of the 20 greatest Chicago Cubs players of all time.
That's a fly ball deep to left. Hawk, Hawk.
Great Clips is ready for you to return for a worry-free haircut experience. Spend less time in the salon with online check-in and opt in to receive a Ready Next text to alert when your estimated wait time reaches 15 minutes. They follow all CDC and local guidance and safety measures and strongly recommend customers wear masks inside all Great Clips salons. The countdown continues with the 15th greatest Cub player of all time.
That's right, and get old-timey baseball voice, because at number 15 is the long-gone and Hall of Famer Hack Wilson. Hack Wilson can rake. He could rake, Waddle.
He can't rake now.
He can't rake now. You know what? He was a little guy. He hit for power. He would booze, and he would fight.
My
man
kind
after
of guy.
Your own heart.
My kind of guy.
He passed away at 48 years old.
Yeah,
did
that's
you know
not
that?
Hopefully not on that plan. But
how about this?
Too many luckies.
You know, you guys were.
I quit.
You guys, when I brought up Phil Cavaretta, we're talking about, well, I said he wasn't a power. You guys were saying, well, where was the power? And I go, look, not a lot of guys hit for power in those days. That's not the case here. 56 home runs and 191 driven in for the 1930 Cubs. He was always a vote getter for MVPs. Now, when I checked in with someone, he thought that maybe Hack Wilson didn't play enough years for the Cubs. But to me, the numbers are too good to pass up, Waddle.
Says here, while Wilson's combativeness and excessive alcohol consumption made him one of the most colorful sports personalities of his era, his drinking and fighting undoubtedly contributed to a premature end to his athletic career and ultimately his premature death.
Yes. See? Wilson had a combative streak and sometimes initiated fights with opposing players and fans. On June 22nd, 1928, a near riot broke out in the ninth inning at Wrigley Field against the Cardinals when Wilson jumped into the box seats to attack a heckling fan. An estimated 5,000 spectators swarmed the field before police could separate the combatants and restore order. You think the Joe Kelly fight was big? You think the Alex Citron fight with the Astros and Oakland A's was big?
No, those weren't fights.
No, this is Hack Wilson, who was hitting for power, then hitting for people
in
the
stands. Still owns the Major League Baseball record for RBIs in a season.
Yeah.
191.
Two RBIs sober and four RBIs when he's drunk. That's Hack Wilson. Tell you what, he'll fight you on the field and then he'll fight you in the stands. And he'll smoke three Luckies while he's doing it, too. Three at a time. What he would do, he would go after the hurlers. He would get into a stance, one of those fisticuff stance, and he'd beat your ass on the field, and he'd beat your ass at the bar afterwards, too. He'd drink you under the table and smoke you under the table, and then he would fight you under the table, too.
Well, he could get under the table because he was only 5'6".
What's wrong with that?
He was a feisty 5'6". Bottle, you bite your tongue, or
I'm
else you know
saying.
What? He'll come right out of that grave, and he'll punch you in the face is what he'll do.
They punch me in the knee.
He'll go right.
I mean,
could have been your best one ever, Abdallah. That was the best. Hack Wilson, number 15 on my list, guys. Old-timey baseball. See, that's what makes you look forward to the old-time guys you don't know anything about, is old-timey baseball voice breaks it down better than any other guy we could have.
But that's a dude that I can respect. Like, I mean,
what about Phil Cavaretta?
Well, Phil Cavaretta didn't fight people for a living. This dude was a ball player. He did it with nothing but alcohol, Luckies, and hot dogs.
He was like a Babe Ruth for the Cubs. He would fight, he would eat, and he would drink. And hit home runs.
Yeah, I was going to say, minus about 400 and some home runs or 500
right,
runs.
But yeah. I mean,
I heard he only
60.
Slept three nights a week, too.
Hack Wilson, number 15. Great Clips has been busy implementing new safety measures and taking action to best serve you when you visit. From extra sanitation to contactless check-in, they're doing more to make your experience safer. Experience quality hair care at down-to-earth prices. Go to greatclips.com to find one of their over 150 Chicagoland locations. Download the online check-in app to avoid the wait. Great Clips.
It's going to be great, man.
It's going to be great. Caller 20 right now. You'll win a $50 gift card to Great Clips. This is going to come in handy because you need a haircut. Caller 20 right now. The phone number is 312-332-3776. I want to make a play on the Blackhawks. We'll do that, and the White Sox have a Spider-Man problem. We'll talk about that in 2 minutes.